Welcome to the Checkout by Kuro House, your daily AI update show. Today, we're diving into some exciting product launches, innovative integrations, and new grant schemes in the retail and food sectors. Let's get started with how AI is reshaping marketing at a major European designer outlet group. MacArthur Glen Group is stepping up its game with AI-enabled marketing transformation. According to Retail Gazette, the group has partnered with agency Monks to modernize creative operations across its 22 designer outlets in Europe and Canada. The new system blends traditional production with AI optimization, using real models and adapting campaigns to local markets. This means faster, smarter, and more scalable content creation, all while maintaining the brand's high aesthetic standards. Plus, all AI-generated content includes disclaimers aligned with upcoming EU transparency rules. Next up, a targeted grant scheme is on the horizon to support small retailers installing reverse vending machines under the UK's deposit return scheme. Exchange for Change has proposed a £60 million fund over 3 years, paid in annual instalments of £2,000, to ease the upfront costs. The scheme aims to make participation viable for smaller shops and ensure a well-distributed network of return points, according to Retail Gazette. Retailers in urban areas with less than 100 square meters of sales space can opt out, but exemptions also consider factors like space constraints and safety. The Association of Convenience Stores welcomes the grants but stresses the importance of cost-neutral participation for local shops. In Bakery Tech News, Cybake has integrated fully with Dill labeling software to streamline operations. This UK-based collaboration means product, recipe, allergen, and nutrition data flows seamlessly from Cybake's ERP to Dill's labeling system. Retail Times reports this removes manual data entry, improves accuracy, and saves time for bakeries. This integration also supports compliance with Natasha's Law and upcoming US allergen labeling rules starting November 2026. Rogers Bakery in West Yorkshire has already praised the system for making label printing quick and efficient without disrupting production. So, what does all this mean for businesses and consumers? From AI-enhanced marketing to smarter sustainability incentives and streamlined food labeling, technology is driving real operational improvements. These developments promise faster, more accurate, and more cost-effective solutions in retail and food industries alike. Thanks for tuning into the Checkout by Kuro House. Stay curious, and we'll catch you tomorrow for more AI updates.